Jubal's phone taps are hilarious, but being charged with DUI is no laughing matter. Trust Jubal's friends at 1-800-DUI-AWAY. If you're charged with a criminal offense, your one call is 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Proud supporters of Jubal's phone taps.
1-800-DUI-AWAY!
It's another Jubal phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
This is Richard. How can I help you?
Hey, Rich, how are you? I'm wondering if you could help me with a question.
Absolutely. What can we do for you today?
Well, yesterday I was in there about 2 p.m. doing some business stuff, and somebody helped me out, a really cute blonde girl with a nice backside.
Okay, how can I help you today, sir?
I'm sure you don't have a lot of those working there. You probably know who I'm talking about.
I mean, we have a lot of folks who work here. Is there something specific we can help you with a job today?
Well, I'm talking specifically about a really cute blondie with a nice booty.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
We have a few people here.
Oh, you got a few blondes with nice butts. I think this one's name was Leslie.
Okay.
She was really flirty with me, so I was wondering if I could leave my number and you could pass it along to her.
Well, I mean, we have a strict policy against, passing along personal information to people who work in the store.
I understand. Hey, make it happen for me, Chief, and I'll slide you a 20.
To be honest, I mean, I'm dating her. So, I mean, it's really kind of inappropriate at this point.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you could give my number to her anyway, because when she finds out that she could be dating a successful business owner like myself, I'm sure she'll change her mind pretty quickly.
Listen, I'm trying to be cool about this, but you're being really disrespectful about my girlfriend, and I don't appreciate it.
I'm just saying, you print flyers for a living. And I basically...
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and I basically...
We all have jobs.
Yeah. We do. Some are better than others, though. You print flyers. I basically print money. So just if you could pass my number along, I'd appreciate it.
Look, man, I'm telling you, I'm not giving you her number. You need to back off.
Here's the thing you should know about me, Rich. I'm a guy that makes things happen. I've done it in my own personal life, in business, and when I see something I want, I go after it. And I want Leslie.
Yeah, apparently not, because right now you're all talk at this point. So what are you really doing?
What I'm really doing is I'm going to get my number to Leslie, and her and I are going to go on a date.
That is absolutely not going to happen.
I've envisioned it already. If you see it, if you believe it, you can achieve it.
You can close the cover of The Secret and knock that off. It's not going to work.
Let me guess. You make under $700K a year, right? So you're basically middle class.
Are you trying to, like, prove something to me right now? Like you have a lot of money, like you're a big deal? Is that what this is?
Let me ask you this. You ever get to take her out on dates with that salary you make there at the copy place? Because I'll give you some information. I happen to have a boat share with a guy. I could take her out on a boat.
You don't even own your own boat?
I own a boat with a friend of mine. It's called a boat share.
I mean, isn't it starting to really, really come together right now? You're pretty much all talk at this point.
Do you have a boat share? I don't think so. I have the ability to take her out on a boat Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
So you're bragging about the ability to use a boat three different times during the week?
Yeah.
That's who you are?
Oh, yeah. You have that ability? I don't think so.
Look, you're acting like an idiot, all right? Nothing you say is going to impress her. Nothing you say is impressing me right now.
All right.
All right?
Well, let me drop this on you then. What do you got, a one-bedroom apartment? I have a two-and-a-half-bedroom, three-bath townhome.
Oh, you're so successful.
It's near the city.
Near the city?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How close are we talking?
About 10 minutes.
About
10 minute drive. 10 minute drive or so. Where do you live?
You're the absolute perfect successful businessman.
Thank you.
With your half-owned boat and your 10 minute commute with your townhouse, you're a joke. You're wasting my time. I got to get back to work.
You know what? I think you need a little pep talk. Come take my seminar. I got a seminar this Saturday. I'll teach you how to be rich and successful like me.
Why don't you come down here and bring your seminar? How about that?
You know, that's actually a great idea. I can have you print it out for me.
Or maybe, bring it down.
Maybe I can have Leslie print it out for me. Maybe she could drop a few papers on the way over and bend over to pick them up and give me a nice look.
Hey, you're not going to come down here, and if you're going to come down here, look for me.
Hey, you talk to customers this way?
You need to shut the f*** up. You're not a customer. You're a moron.
I'll leave your girlfriend alone if you come take my seminar this Saturday.
No one's coming to your seminar. Get it through your fat head. You're a loser.
Your friend Dave said he'd come. Dave said he'd be at the seminar. Dave, he said he'd be at the seminar.
Dave who?
Dave, your buddy that works at with you.
Dave's not coming to your seminar. Dave doesn't even know you.
Oh, no, he does. Right? Dave actually asked me to call you.
No, he didn't. Why would you even lie? This whole call's been bullshit from the beginning.
It really has been, because this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your buddy Dave set you up. He says that you get sick and tired of dudes hitting on your girlfriend at work and wanted me to screw with you.
Thanks for wasting my time. I knew it was a joke all along.
You did?
Yeah, dude, you're obviously not good at this.
Oh, well, I thought I was. Anyway, your friend thought it would be funny.
No, this, it didn't play.
Okay, well, you tell your...
I can't believe someone puts you on the air.
Tell your hot girlfriend I said hi.
Is Dave the one that told you what she looked like? Is Dave the one that said she had a nice ass? Is that something that's real?
He did put that in his email, yeah. He said she had a nice butt, so...
What else did Dave say about my girlfriend? I want to know.
Well, he said that she had a nice body, and he said that he hooked up with her, so he feels bad for you.
That's not real.
Is it?
You're lying.
I don't know.
Yes.
Is it? Is it?
No, I can tell when you're full.
All right, thanks for your time.
Your mother.
Been there, done that.
You're sick.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.